This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said EU foreign ministers have agreed to continue and increase their military support for Ukraine and to study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain sectors of the Russian economy. Borrell told reporters late Wednesday after convening a special ministerial meeting in New York, the details of the sanctions package still need to be determined by EU representatives, but he said he is sure there will be unanimous support. Borrell said it was important for the ministers to meet and send a powerful message on the same day that Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of his country's military reserves. Meanwhile, arrests have been made across Russia at anti-war demonstrations sparked by Putin's actions. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The clashes with police came after President Vladimir Putin ordered a partial mobilization of reservists for the war in Ukraine. That woman was in a crowd in Moscow saying no to war. She also said, I am not afraid. I am not afraid of anything. The most valuable thing that they can take from us is the lives of our children. I won't give them my child's life. The Moscow prosecutor's office warned organizing or taking part in a demonstration could lead to up to 15 years in prison. Other Russians responded by trying to leave the country, and flights out of Russia quickly became booked. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two U.S. military veterans who disappeared while fighting with Ukrainian forces were among 10 prisoners released by Russian-backed separatists as part of a prisoner exchange mediated by Saudi Arabia. The pair went missing in the Kharkiv region of northeastern Ukraine near the Russian border on June 9th. The Saudi embassy released a statement saying it helped secure the release of 10 prisoners from Morocco, the U.S., the United Kingdom, Sweden, and Croatia. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities say a Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who carried out one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history, has been arrested in Venezuela. The international manhunt for Leonard Glenn Francis ended with his arrest by Venezuelan authorities Tuesday morning at the Caracas airport as he was about to board an airplane for another country. Francis was under home arrest in San Diego when he cut off his GPS ankle bracelet and escaped on September 4th. Francis pleaded guilty in 2015 to offering prostitutes, luxury hotels, cigars, gourmet meals, and more than $500,000 in bribes to Navy officials and others to help his Singapore-based company. Prosecutors say the company overcharged the Navy by at least $35 million for servicing ships, many of which were routed to ports he controlled in the Pacific. His arrest came on the eve of his scheduled sentencing in a federal court in California for the bribery scheme. Only 35 of the 230 whales who were found stranded on the western coast of Australia's island state of Tasmania are still alive, despite rescue efforts that were to continue Thursday. Locals covered some of the whales with blankets and doused them with buckets of seawater to keep them alive until more help arrives. The whales beached 2 years to the day after the largest mass stranding in Australia's history was discovered in the same harbor. About 470 long-finned pilot whales were found in 2020. Only 111 were rescued. And a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday. The quake shook buildings in Mexico City and sent residents scrambling out of their homes. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said on Twitter shortly after the incident there were no initial reports of damage in the Mexican capital. Thursday's quake came just 3 days after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit western Mexico, damaging hundreds of buildings and killing two people in the Pacific port of Manzanillo. Recapping our top story, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said EU foreign ministers have agreed to continue and increase their military support for Ukraine and to study a new package of sanctions targeting Russian individuals and certain segments of the Russian economy. Borrell told reporters late Wednesday after convening a special ministerial meeting in New York, the details of the sanctions package are still need to be determined, but that he is sure there will be unanimous support. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.